So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time, the start of another big week here on Talk Radio 1210. A lot of stuff that we'll get into. I hope you're coming to the rally on Friday at 1 o'clock. Chairman Mike Donohue put it together. Will be with us, and we got some exciting news about something they're doing to honor Charlie Kirk and some of the new people that are also going to be there. And, of course, we'll be at Mulligan's. We're working on a ton of different things for Mulligan's, the pregame show, right there on Hildreth Avenue in Wildwood. You know it's our place. Come and get a great lunch, get some drinks, be ready. It's a festival. It's an all-day Talk Radio 1210 in Wildwood. But I want to lead off, and this just dropped, an inside report that the Chicago Teachers Union, remember I told you last week, when they honored Asadeh Shakur, the week before, whichever one it was, the vicious woman who killed a New Jersey state cop way back when, fled after she got busted out of jail to Cuba and had passed away. Well, now it's come out that they have drawn up plans to aid and abet with students how to fight back against ICE. I mean, actual plans through the teachers' union. The mayor of Chicago has set up ICE-free zones. Now, I don't know if that means that he wants the police to challenge ICE and or arrest him or do something like that. It appears that that's what we're going to see. But you know what? As important as Chicago is, and I'm going to play you, the police, this is cut 24, Henry, the police dispatcher over the weekend when ICE was under attack and the national FOP were trying to get on, has spoken out against them. It's one thing that you're not going to aid and abet them in helping ICE. It's another when it's an assist officer, when they're under enemy fire, when they're under attack, people ramming cars into them. And I'm, you know, going by the fact that most cops, this has to be one of the most regrettable things they've ever been in. So here's, and by the way, in case I forget, in the heat of all the big national stuff, doesn't this underline the one vote you have to make and tell people in Bucks County to make? Sheriff Fred Herron. Herron under tremendous fire, you can imagine, with the forces out there that don't want to protect people in Bucks County because he just wants to sign up for that ICE program that's going on across the country that would help facilitate taking dangerous people that are on the streets illegally off the streets. That's all that it is. but they are hell-bent to defeat him. So we'll be zoning in on that over the next couple of weeks, and we'll get him back on, because I think that court case might be decided this week about whether he can do this or not. But that won't let up. They have to drive him from office. Here's in Chicago now, the police dispatcher, when they're getting this assist from the ICE people who are under fire.
Documents say near Brighton Park Saturday, an agent fired at the driver of one of the attacking vehicles. Miramar Martinez was struck by one of at least five shots fired by the agent. The driver of another vehicle used in that same attack was also arrested and charged. That sparked protests and clashes with federal agents who deployed tear gas and used pepper balls to try to control the crowd. Possibly more alarming is that when calls went out that agents were being surrounded by protesters, a message went out from the Chicago Police Office of Emergency Management and Communication from the Chief of Patrol saying no units will respond to that. Multiple police sources have confirmed the authenticity of that message, and it's backed up by audio of the stand down order.
Is this America? I'm sorry, Henry. Can we just back? Just wanted to make that kind of, just, you heard what he said there. What the hell kind of cop and in charge of cops does this? What would happen here in Philadelphia? I don't think it'd be like this in Philadelphia, but places in Jersey it might be. Certainly in Portland it would be. They're not even cops there. They've completely lost their way in Portland. That's where the real showdown is. And whatever Trump has to do to clean out those blocks around the ICE facility, I don't care if it's the U.S. military. I don't care what they have to do around the clock. Clear them out. Portland is not America, what they've allowed to go on there. Neither is Chicago. All right, here is the police dispatch.
And it's backed up by audio of the stand down order.
Send the cars in this direction. Have them stay put two or three blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
And again, per the Chief of Patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, Chief of Patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location. All right, and 999, just to confirm, 39th Police in Kedzie, they were saying that they were being surrounded by that large crowd, and they were requesting the police were not sending. I'm waving off all the cars heading to 39th Place in Kedzie.
Again, those are the orders we're being given.
Wow. So what's I supposed to do? Use lethal force? It may come to that. This is the mentality. Now, over the weekend, Stephen Miller, the president's chief idea guy, really, in a lot of ways. Here's what he said in a tweet over the weekend. Then I have a couple of examples of it. One right here in Philadelphia, the other in Virginia, in the attorney general race, where we have a guy, and this is what really took off over the weekend, who was on a text chain going back and forth with people, his hatred for a moderate Democrat who had passed, and how he would want to shoot him in the head. I'll give you the exact lines, but there's a part two that I think really struck people. And that is, he said with somebody else, he'd like to have their kids killed in the mother's arms. And yet no national Democrats and nobody really in Virginia has spoken out saying this guy's got to go. This, given the climate that we're in, this isn't memes and sombreros on Twitter. This is sheer unadulterated where this party has gone. So Miller over the weekend tweets out, the issue before us now is very simple and clear. There is a large and growing movement of left-wing terrorism in this country. It is well-organized and funded and is shielded by far-left Democrat judges, prosecutors, and attorneys general. The only remedy is to use legitimate state power to dismantle terrorism and terror networks. That means vis-a-vis through the White House. Here's a little bit of the exchange on one of the national shows yesterday. This is cut 23. This woman's name is Tenden, T-E-N-D-E-N. She's been a figure on national shows. She's been advisor to Biden, Obama years, Hillary mainly too. Listen to the exchange when they're going back and forth with a former Pence advisor about this attorney general who, I mean, this is a matter, it's public, they have the text, they have the stuff that he said, talking about wanting to put bullets in the heads of various people, including this moderate Democrat. And then the part two of it is, as I said, the baby's in the mother's arms, dead. All right, here's what she said when confronted about that.
But can I also say in an interview with Leader Jeffries that can we stop with the pro-clutching about the mean tweets and sombrero tweets, that this week it came to light that a Democrat candidate for Attorney General State of Virginia called for the assassination of a political opponent, called for the assassination of that political opponent's family, and there's not one national Democrat calling for him to step aside. Not one. It's disgraceful.
Nero, let me let you respond to that, because that is going to be a big story, I think, in the coming days.
I mean, I absolutely think people should criticize that 100%. Yeah. I think it was a private conversation he had, but still awful and disgusting. Mm-hmm. Wasn't calling for
and
it public, but
be,
terrible.
And it should be condemned.
It should be condemned. But then we should condemn that, but then you should condemn when the president calls the Democratic Party the party of Satan.
Yeah, in all fairness.
Why don't we just say both of those?
I think I've paid the price for saying for political violence on our side.
But yeah, I agree with that. Criticize other Republicans or the president.
I think I
for
really
not
have.
Saying
but
Satan.
The fact that not one Democrat has said that when he called
I'm
for a political assassination, this moment of political violence is crazy.
All right, not one. Now, I don't know, maybe some did that today. I mean, this guy, Attorney General, too. He's in charge of the justice system there. And here's one more. We're trying to get, if Rick's listening, we'd love to get him on tomorrow. Tomorrow would be a more appropriate day. This is cut six, Henry. He came on the show before. Rick Short is a critic. As I remembered, it was a transgender issue, maybe, of the Cherry Hill School Board. With his kids there, it said, I think he ran for something there. I know we had him on over the last couple of years. So he files a complaint, and we're going to play you what the Cherry Hill School Board said about him, in that he's compared to a modern-day Nazi because he's a resident. He comes to school board meetings. He's gone back and forth with them over some issues. As I said, I think he ran for something. And he or various people in Cherry Hill put this before the Board of Education in New Jersey, to say, you know what, there's got to be some degree of slap on the wrist, at least. We come back to it again, don't we? You can't go around calling people Nazis or comparing them to Nazis. It's apparent at a school board meeting. The other side is addicted to this. We need a name for this addiction that is so out of bounds. All right, here is they said no. And here is where he was compared by the Board of Education to Nazism.
Now, I want to go into this a little bit deeper, and I apologize for the length of this comment, but I want to go into a little bit deeper because this community member and many other community members have taken the opportunity at our microphone to rail against diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, to rail against the LGBTQ community, to belittle those people, to threaten, to ask us to take away their voice, to shut down their ability to communicate. In my mind, those things are dangerous. Those are talking points of right-wing extremists, white nationalists, and modern-day Nazis. Those comments are threatening. They threaten to silence community members. They threaten to silence groups that have been historically discriminated against, and it's absolutely unacceptable.
All right. So again, as I remember, Rick, pretty calm guy when we had him on, and I know there was an issue in schools, they weren't going to tell the parents if the kid says they want to go by a different name. One of those things. We'll get him on. I think we have access to him. Rick, we'd love to just call in, and Henry will set you up for tomorrow because we're really jammed today. But again, with the Nazis, and of course, the people that offer guidance to school boards across New Jersey, they said, no harm, no foul. You can bring up Nazi all you want here. What's the matter with that? Maybe it describes them. Maybe they are Nazis. It is endless. All right, coming up, tomorrow is the second anniversary of October 7th, the day that will live in infamy. I heard over the weekend somebody extrapolated the number of people killed in Israel on that day by Hamas and related forces would have been like killing proportionately 40,000 Americans in one day. That's what that was like, given size and given it, and the savagery of it, the torture, the things that they did as a matter of course. Yet tomorrow, not only Philadelphia public school teachers, a bunch of them, but apparently the guy, or at least he supports it, that heads up their social studies curriculum will be participating in rallies supporting Hamas in this. Oh, yeah. And the Philadelphia public schools, I'll tell you what they say about it. They know about it. Now, how do we know all this? Only one place to go. If you don't go to the Delaware Valley Journal every day where I write, you're missing stuff that you'll never see in these other local news sources. They're just not going to cover this. You'll see it there in detail. So tomorrow on that day, and these people are in positions of authority in the public schools as far as what kids learn. The argument seems to be, well, that's free speech. Okay. They have been involved in stuff in school before, at least one of them, where they have been engaged in, shall we say, things that are anti-Israel at best, anti-Semitic at worst. Give me the details on that. Let me give you the side question. Given what's going on in the Middle East, and again, I'm in the camp, I don't want to be, I told you so, but with Hamas, I think that Trump is going all out to try to produce peace there, get the hostages, all noble. But you see what they do. We have an agreement, but then we want to negotiate on everything forever. That's what they're going to do. They're a death cult. So we'd like to have some fun with this a little bit. And that's the softer side of Sears with the side question. Hit us with something, person, place, or thing that you associate with the Middle East. So I'll take off the board oil and terrorism, of course. And also, at least in Israel, little insight from my trip there, pomegranates.
What?
They had giant pomegranates in the markets there as we're walking along where the Holy Sepulchre is, and giant squeezers, and they give you pomegranate juice.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
Up. It's like a deli. I like pomegranate. Yeah.
Yeah, you've had pomegranate tea before. And
but I mean, I've never seen guys up and down the aisle, you know, like 20 shops. Our pomegranates are better. Come on over here. This is spicy pomegranate. I don't know why, but yeah.
Huh. Oh, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, so I got to take off something that I'm very curious about. How about the planned city of Neom, a.k.a. The Line, out in Saudi Arabia?
Right.
It's supposed to be this futuristic city that all is contained within a metal block in the middle of the desert. It's going to go 110 miles in length.
Oh,
and it's supposed
God,
to be like
yeah.
a modern utopia of sorts in the
course.
Middle of desert.
Yeah.
I really want to see. It's been so this was announced 4 years ago. They've been under construction. I don't think they've gotten a whole lot done, to be honest with you.
No, that's
but,
the usual.
You know, we'll see how long this takes. It could be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But I want to see the conclusion of this, if it's as good as they're hyping it up to be. Because, oh, man.
I would predict Machete grandkids, if there are any, they might be the ones that say, hey, why is it? You know, it'd be like one of those cow towns that were deserted that they take tourists in Arizona to see how the West was.
Exactly. That's what I'm reading it now. It looks like the estimated completion is in 2080. I hope to be around by then to see it through. You want to hear this, Dom? You want to hear the price tag on the building of this thing?
Yeah.
$8.8 trillion.
Oofa.
There we go. That's about as big as Dave Chappelle got to go over there and run down the country and take money from the Saudis. All right, Kirk, do you have one?
I would go with the diversity of religion.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that's part of the... that's
of
a good one. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So,
that's all I think I'm thinking.
Yeah, think person, think place, think event, anything that you associate with that. And think of how broad that is to Kirk's point with the Israelis and then the other. Just think of how far that goes. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push #1210. Coming up on the second anniversary, and with this right in the news, I'll give you some details. And what should the Philadelphia public school teachers do? I think they ought to investigate. I mean to say, people that are going to be rallying for Hamas tomorrow, that are involved in curriculum and social studies and all this in the Philadelphia public schools, that's not bleeding into what they do. Not only that, I have a real problem. Yeah, you have freedom of speech in this country, but rooting on people that massacred women and children, Really? Yeah, Philadelphia Public Schools. They don't care. They're a monopoly. They have to be defeated. That's the only thing that works. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, John.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Giordano Show. Just looking at these guys aboard the aircraft carrier President Trump was for the Navy, they all look to be in pretty good shape. Maybe it's the Navy whites. I don't know. I don't think Hegseth could have pointed out anybody. I didn't see.
Well, they're only sending the best to meet the president.
Well, they're all aboard the ship, though. I'm looking around. Oh, they hide. They hid the fat guys.
Oh, yeah. They're in the back. Right, they're underneath.
You guys, yeah, you're underneath. Don't come out for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. Watch TV. Okay. Side question. Middle East today, since it's so much in the news, on the cusp of it tomorrow, something associated with it. Always fun. Hit us with one that you see. Person, place, thing, or event, it does not matter. Hit us with that. Okay. Delaware Valley Journal, Linda Stern, reporting today that come tomorrow, some Philadelphia public school teachers are using the second anniversary of the Hamas terror attack on Israel to show their support for, quote, Palestinian resistance fighters who killed more than 1,200 people and took 251 hostages. The Philadelphia Educators for Palestine, PEFP, its parent organization, Racial Justice Organizing Committee, RJOC, and the Philly Palestinian Coalition posted news of their rally for rage and resistance. Quote, October 7th marks 2 years since Palestinian resistance fighters bravely broke out of the prison that the Zionist regime has turned Israel into. Since then, more and more people around the world have awoken to the atrocities of the Zionist regime, as well as the steadfastness of Palestinians. It's undeniable that a genocide is being enacted by Israel in full collaboration with the U.S., and that the imperialist genocidal ethnostate responsible for the murder of 680,000 plus lives has no right to exist. Monique Braxton jumped into the ring and said, everyone has a right to free speech. Nice of you, Monique. Is that $150 a year just to say that? Others are pointing out the fact that one of the persons involved, or two of them, are people that were, according to the K-12 extremist tracker, both have had teach-ins for other educators in the Palestinian cause. They filed a lawsuit against the district claiming discrimination and violation of First Amendment rights. One was temporarily removed from the classroom after Jewish parents and another teacher alleged she threatened them. Then in a social media post, she said she can't wait to teach my lesson from teaching Palestine about civil rights leaders in Palestine. And Real Justice Philly also reposted the notice. The group was co-founded by Ismael Jimenez, director of social studies curriculum for the entire Philadelphia school district. So you have the guy that is the head of social studies for the district that is putting on the shaving the legs, putting on the skirt and pom-poms tomorrow for Hamas on October 7th. We're supposed to believe none of this bleeds into what these monsters are doing. All right, so only 2 years in, the boldness of this, yeah, they have a right to do that. They have a right in America, not unlike in a lot of countries that they're lionizing, to do this. But does the school district have any duty when they're involved with kids and when they've already been caught up in stuff that's going on in school? And one, I mean, you know, you have to have your head examined with the Philadelphia public schools to go there anyhow, particularly if you're a Jewish parent. What are you doing? We'll get Steve Feldman on tomorrow to commemorate the day, but ask him about that. The guy that's the head of social studies is cheering on Hamas. Does it get any worse? The whole lesson of October 7th was not just the atrocities committed. It's that that was the tactic. These were not outliers. That's what they intended to do. Not just the murders, the rapes, the torturing, the families put together to do that. And yet, Philadelphia public schools, yeah, teach social studies. Let's put some more of those Hamas lessons in there. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. One other thing, too, then I'm coming to your calls. We found out over the weekend. Luke invited us to go to the Battle of Germantown. I don't know if, Henry, you've been to any of these reenactments. We went several years. I think Luke may have been a teenager then. And it was really well done. There had to be hundreds of reenactors.
Oh, awesome.
And there was a lot of smoke, I remember, on Germantown Avenue and both sides of Germantown Avenue. And the Colonials lost and had to retreat. That's historic.
Oh.
So we're getting ready to do that. Then we're going to go to brunch afterward. And we found out they still had, Cliveden is where this is, they still had a lot of stuff going on there. That about 6-7 years ago, they got rid of the reenactment. Why? Gun violence in Philadelphia. You can't have reenactors reenacting an historic Revolutionary War battle. That will influence the youths of Philadelphia to want to fire guns at each other.
Of course. They're going to want a musket with a bayonet on the end.
And they're going to be running around with colonial gear on.
Powdered wigs.
Reload. Wait a minute. That's in my column. That line. Henry said, powder wigs. There you go.
Powder wigs.
I'm writing it up tonight. I had writer's block there now. Powdered wigs.
Glad to help.
The powdered wigs. Yeah. You see powdered wigs on Germantown Avenue up there in Mount Airy, Chestnut Hill, Germantown. You know what happened? They got worried that the reenactors might be back with them. This is the mentality of progressivism. They deflect from what the real problem is. And the real problem, the real deepest problem without droning on is the breakdown of the family. That's what, you know, there are more proximate causes. Larry Krasner's one. But my God, you can't have the reenactment of the Battle of Germantown, which even though they lost was a big deal. Huge deal. And the reason is that sets a bad example. My God, they came together. They had meetings. I didn't know about that. What geniuses. Thank God. I bet that stopped, at least in that area of Germantown. I'd have to go and check. Yeah, Henry's right, too, you know. Powdered wigs. That looks cool. Some rapper will pick it up. He'll have a musket, a powdered wig.
Are they going to be armed with rifles, or are they going to be coming armed with AK-47s?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But the powdered wig is a nice touch. I mean, yeah. You can't be having this stuff here. And as I remember, it was quite a long battle, too. I don't know if it was an hour or not that these reenactors did it. So they just had the reenactors marching, kind of, and they had one of them step out of line, and the guy came over and was yelling at him, which was good. I mean, it was all part of the show.
Right, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good event. Of course, surrounded on all sides were the indivisible people there saying, we have no kings. They were playing off the revolutionary Trump.
Right.
Yep.
Classic.
Powder wig. Trump's out there in a powder wig. King George. Classic, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't get off that powder wig stuff. We have to... We have to have a powdered
Bring
wig.
Bring those
down.
Back. Why not?
Yeah. You know, there's something about the
We're
wig.
We're one of mulligans.
You know what? There you go.
You know what's going to happen? There's going to be people that will be definitely coming out.
Yeah, a bunch of George Washington.
You know, exactly right. Yep.
Please wear the powdered wigs to Mulligans, the pregame show. We're lining up a tremendous number of guests. Now, Mike Donohue, who's the chairman of the Cape May GOP, putting all this together. He'll be here at 1. And he's got somebody coming to honor Charlie Kirk in a unique way, an artist. Just this alone, it's getting bigger and bigger about him. I don't know who else will be added to the list. But this is taking, and we're going to play you coming up. Mikey Sherrill jumped into the pork roll debate. You know, the pork roll, and they, you know, I don't even know that one in Jersey. I don't have any dog.
You made your side right now.
The pork roll?
You're on pork roll.
Yep.
You're on team pork roll.
And the other side is?
Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham. Yeah, I think it is pork roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Taylor Ham's the brand.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
But I may throw that into the speech and then say, let's get down to basics, though.
That should have been the side question.
It is.
Part of it, or
what?
At least. Taylor Ham pork roll.
Okay. Maybe that's the Mulligan's question.
There you go. That might be you know
there
what?
You go.
That's a good Mulligan's question because it's a Jersey-centric day. All right, I'll have Roe work that up. Now, Roe, though. We'll put in Ballot saying gravy in the middle of it. No.
Yep, I knew that was
third party candidates for gravy.
Wait a minute. Gravy has 30 votes. It's supposed to be pork roll or Taylor Ham. I think pork roll would win here, right?
Absolutely.
I would hope so.
Absolutely.
All right,
my money's on it.
Let me go to Joe right now because I know where he is. It's probably,
exactly right.
All right, Joe, where you are right now, how do you rule on this, Joe?
Well, Dom, I finally get to be the voice of reason and authority here because that expression that says the Trenton makes the world takes.
Yes,
that's where it all originated. Trenton Taylor pork roll,
right.
And Taylor Ham and Trenton pork roll, but we always said pork roll.
Thank you,
Joe. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
you know it is like Musa Henry said. It's a Taylor's a brand. It's not the product.
Well, I'm gonna play Mikey Sherrill coming up now. She may have something different to say on this, Joe.
I'm afraid.
You mean she's gonna be original for a change?
I wouldn't say original, but a bit of a faux pas, particularly in Jersey. I wouldn't even do that. As crazy as I am over the gravy, I look at the gravy and sauce zones, and I tailor my remarks to that.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to say we were all at that 5K yesterday, and we had our 12-10 team jerseys shirts on. You would not believe the people and young people that came up to us and said, oh, are you affiliated with the radio station? We love you guys. We love. And I'm telling you, they were anywhere from like 15 to 21 years old.
That's great stuff. Really, now, Joe, we didn't get a rendition of this. How did Nick Cale do?
He took off pretty well at the start.
Yeah.
He really. Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody saw Gary take off, but his time was better than Nick's.
Ah, you know, okay. Yeah.
He's
what
not
are you
insinuating,
wrong.
Joe?
But we do not know where Gary started from.
All right. Well, look, that is a
I'm sorry, not Gary. Greg. I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that, you know what? No fooling. Though. That's a hot day. That's a substantial distance.
Well, really in fairness, Greg beat Nick.
Okay. That's what we hear. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I thought it was Gary of Newtown cheating.
All
right. So, Joe, what's your Mideast on the side?
Mine, and I call it the original COVID mask, and it's the burqa.
Absolutely. The burqa, biggie, without a doubt, head to toe. All right. Put that one on. Person, place, thing, event related to the Middle East. That's what we're looking for today. Coming up, Mikey Sherrill jumps into the pork roll debate. She doesn't just not answer the question. She makes a bit of a slip in Jersey, I would say. I'd watch it on this, and that should be replayed. I'm sure the Cheddaroli people are moving on that right. Not only does she cheat, but she... 855-839-1210. Jump on board. And tomorrow, we'll talk with Steve Feldman, definitely. But the Philadelphia Public School District, we know you're disgraceful. You are just disgraceful, incompetent, up and down the line. So you're saying nothing should be looked at here with people rallying for Hamas tomorrow that are the curriculum for social studies. It's kind of suspect. Hey, did you know that most home sellers are being lied to by people they trust, and it's costing them a fortune. Well, Diane Cardano Casaccio has sold thousands of homes and has identified the 10 biggest myths that are not just bad advice. They'll drain $50,000, $75,000, even $100,000 from your bottom line. And that's why she's hosting a free breakfast seminar for home sellers Saturday, October 18th, 9 a.m. Join me. We love doing this with her in Fort Washington. She'll reveal the truth about pricing, staging, photography, and the one biggest mistake that forces homes to stay on the market for months after months, losing thousands. All attendees get a copy of Diane's newest book, Model Home Mindset. So if you're planning to sell your home, don't risk leaving money on the table. Join Diane Cardano and me on October 18th. RSVP now by calling 215-576-8666, or you can do the same thing online. 215-576-8666.com. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Dom time. Welcome in. Is this a Middle Eastern motif? Okay.
Drop it like it's hot.
855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push #1210. So we're talking about Mikey Sherrill. Asked the pork roll question. Again, it's somebody not from Jersey. And I know particularly in Jersey, boy, that could really be difficult. Same thing here in Philadelphia. I mean, Ed Rendell is one of the few not from here that overcame it. It's very difficult, though, if you're from out of Jersey to, navigate that when you're running to be governor. Phil Murphy didn't do it. He just spent a lot of money, and somehow or another, Jersey was, into a dumb mistakes twice. Now, maybe they're ready to make up for that. All right, here is what Mikey was, she was on a local Jersey show, and she was asked the question about pork roll, and here's what she said.
Yeah, thank
you. Who eats pork roll?
Not me.
I think that's gross.
Oh, you know what it is.
I've had this fight multiple times. Nobody wants pork roll.
Oh, man.
Did she say gross?
Yes, gross.
She's gross.
I haven't seen it up in commercials yet, but trust me, it'll be up there with doesn't like pork roll no matter what she tells you. But we also know that she supports the goal. She said this. Who's advising this woman of Mondami? Just don't answer or say, no, you're not a socialist. Remember that a while back after she got the nomination, she said she supports his goals. Listen to this maniac, the guy running for New York, who I think is going to win. And deep down, I welcome that win because this is going to win us the midterms. That's the way I see it. In this, you're going to hear he's telling New Yorkers he's going to save them $8 billion because he's going to give them all this free stuff. And I know, before you call in, we know there's no such thing as free stuff. Somewhere, some way, somebody's paying for it. Here's what he said.
To afford the more than 12% increase in rent-stabilized apartments
under this Mayor Adams administration and struggle to afford what has now grown more than $20,000 a year in child care costs. And so what we are releasing today is the cost saved calculator, where you can go to Zahran for nyc.com/calculator and see just how much each of these big three items will save you in your lives. Because when it comes to free buses, each rider will save over $2,000 a year. That's $1.3 billion a year for all riders. When it comes to universal child care, we're speaking about $22,200 a year, which together is $5.5 billion for every New Yorker across this city. And when it comes to a rent freeze, we are speaking about $1,750 saved every single year. And together, that amounts to more than $1.7 billion in its first year. These are the figures that add up in the lives of New Yorkers. These are the figures that together would save the people of this city more than $8 billion.
All righty then. So they're saving $8 billion. Where's that coming from? Well, somebody rich is paying for it. You know, that's where we're going. What if they don't want to pay for it? Well, they're going to be made to pay for it. Well, what if they find clever ways of dodging this or getting out of New York? Well, they won't. Well, that's always the gamble. That's when we talk about Jersey and affordability. Isn't that what it always comes down to? So free buses, free child care, and a rent freeze, which means free rent for this period of time, he calculates it would save $8 billion. Seems like it would be a lot more in New York, but okay. And people are going to vote for that because they think, well, it's a savings. Why wouldn't I vote for it? Somebody else is going to pay for it. We go through this all the time. It's a constant cycle with this. But the argument is powerful. If you're living in New York and you have all these costs, you got to start to think, well, maybe this isn't the place to live. Yeah, but New York's my, okay, I get that. Then maybe you have to look at why are these things so high? Now, we go through this all the time, the dance around things like this. He's just bolder, though, free buses. All right, David in Somerset. David's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. How you doing this afternoon?
Good.
It sounds like a great deal. I plan to move to New York, man. Yeah. Everything is for free.
Yes, exactly.
Boy. It's amazing how he can figure out how to do all this stuff. So my answer to the side question is Lawrence of Arabia.
Okay, why Lawrence of Arabia? What's your rationale?
Well, first of all, he was such an interesting character, mm-hmm. but without his efforts, really, the Ottoman Empire would not have faced the troubles that they did in the Middle East at that time. And actually, they would have hooked up with, they wanted to get over towards India, their original Turkmen genesis where they came from. So he was very, very instrumental in putting a block against the Ottomans and keeping them from being able to try to extend the war and make it worse for all the allies.
Good one. That's one of the people you think of, without a doubt. So think of people. Think of places. Think of events. Think of something maybe a little bit outside the box. There's a lot of big ones that haven't been taken yet. Hit us with that on the side question. As I said, at 1 o'clock, Mike Donahue here. He has a couple of really big speakers. One's more of an artist that you've seen. I'll let him break it in and put it out there. At Trump events, there's going to be a lot around Charlie Kirk at this rally for Jack Chattarelli. It's multi-layered. We have the pregame show. Don't forget over at Mulligan's. We're going to be bringing all the regulars and a lot of other stuff. I don't know about powdered wigs, but that Bridgestone football, Henry, I think it's doable. I was able to throw it a little bit. I think it's very doable. All right, so it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Oh, okay. Let me talk to you first, though. It's been a little while about the great stuff going on with our friends over at told you about that, I think, Henry, here.
No, we yeah. talked about Diane. We'll do it on the other side of the break.
Yeah, well, then we might have to have some material That's okay. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, Henry's favorite line from Lawrence of Arabia. I know the film, I've seen of it. I have to admit, though, I have not seen it complete, just sitting there, whole film. I don't know why, but...
It's just so visually stunning. And usually the humor from these old movies doesn't hit, but when I watched that, that line cracked me up every time.
All right, so get in right now. Hit us with something Middle Eastern. Scott Presler will be here today at 2 o'clock. He just put up on his Twitter, though, and I looked at this and thought, uh-oh, maybe. No, out of all 67 counties in Pennsylvania, Bucks County Republicans have requested the most mail-in ballots in the entire Commonwealth. In 2023, Democrats requested 50,248. Republicans only 12,426. This time, Democrats only 46,102. Republicans 21,789. So it's working. They had about a 38,000 edge and requested mail-in ballots. This time, it's about 24,000. Okay? And in these races for sheriff and also the DA's race, that is going to make a difference. It said something about people saying, hey, something could happen. I may not be able to vote on election day. I want to make sure that I have my vote in. And maybe they like it to go to the, the office out there. One's in Levittown. I forget where the other one is. Doylestown, I guess. Do it all right there and have it done. I would advise that. That makes a lot of sense. All right, before we go to Mike Donahue, here is another Mike. This is Cut 21, Henry. Mike Johnson, over the weekend, taking on the big national show as a speaker, talking about Democrats want hospitals paid more to treat illegal aliens and American citizens. Here's what he said.
What the Democrats are demanding is that illegal aliens that care for them in an emergency room should be reimbursed at a higher rate.
To the hospitals.
To the hospitals than American citizens, young pregnant women. They want to pay more for illegal aliens than U.S. citizens, and we are against that. The reason it's illegal right now for illegal aliens to receive taxpayer-funded benefits is because Republicans wrote it into the law July 4th. Don't take my word for it. Look at page 57, section 2141 of Chuck Schumer's counterproposal. It's on my website at speaker.gov. Everybody go look. Don't take my word for it. Read their section. They want to reverse those changes.
All right, there you go. That is chapter and verse on this as the shutdown continues. All right, Mike Donahue, friend, regular when we're at Mulligan's, is the chairman of the Republicans out there in Cape May. What a fabulous event. The return to might be a sequel in the offing. I might do that tomorrow. Ooh. Since this is a sequel. Yeah, I think we have that one checked. That's in my mind. The return to Wildwood. Remember President Trump, what was it, May 14th, 2024? The return to Wildwood, this time North Wildwood, the seaport, and, of course, Mulligan's, no matter what, whenever. We were there then, we're there now. He's going to lay out the artist that's going to be there. This is really special. And a few other things, and tell us how it's looking. I know it was well north of 1,000 people registered. We'll tell you how to register, just so everything's on the up and up. All that straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.